This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
C.L. Brown is going to join us. He is a columnist for the Courier Journal. He also does some hoop stuff, clbrownhoops.com. He's done a variety of things that you can check out. And CL, we appreciate you joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We know, and Mike and I have been talking a lot about the SEC. I want to get your thoughts on the conference. It's a selection committee with 14 teams. Overrated or well-deserved?
Oh, well-deserved for sure. You could nitpick and say at the bottom of the standings that Texas didn't deserve to get in, or Oklahoma. You could nitpick if you really wanted to, but this is something that we haven't seen ever before, and I think part of it is a byproduct of expansion and conferences being so big now, but I wouldn't doubt if something like this happens in a different conference in the future where the overwhelming majority of the teams get in and they have a dominating season. But I'll say this, that still doesn't mean that the national champion is going to come from the SEC.
Right. Yeah, man, I know that it's a lot of chalk. I was telling Carl, CL, watching the ESPN selection show, I mean, they're just rolling over. Oh, it's all SEC. Two ones and two twos. But who is likely to maybe be the monkey with the wrench? Do you say Houston, St. John's?
I definitely think Houston could. I'm honestly not as high on Duke as a lot of people are. I have questions about how they'll perform in close games. All we've seen is Cooper Flagg slipping on a banana peel when it matters in the closing seconds, as he did against Kansas and Clemson. So I'm not sold on Duke. But out of the SEC, probably 2 weeks ago, I would have said Auburn was my favorite to win it all. But the way they kind of stumbled down the stretch, I think that they peaked too early and they're headed in the wrong direction. I would probably say St. John's is one of my strong, you know, non-number one seeds to maybe cut down the nets. I also like Houston very much, and somebody that's not chalk, I'd probably go with somebody crazy like BYU to be a surprise team in the Final Four. I don't think they can win it all necessarily, but I do think we're going to see a team like that get to the Final Four that nobody's really talking about right now.
We're talking to C.L. Brown, guys, about the tournament. Selection committee happened yesterday. Tournament starts, actually the play-in games are going to start tomorrow on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday we get to the actual tournament. Let's talk about Florida. They're complete, though. And I've watched them enough this season, C.L., to say they can beat you in many different ways. Where do you see them? Do you have them getting to the Final Four? And then if what's their biggest challenge in the West?
I haven't actually picked my Final Four yet, but Florida, I love the way that they're playing now. I've always liked Walter Clayton's game, and And the way that him and Will Richard kind of work together in that backcourt, March comes down to guard play. Mm-hmm. And they have guys who can handle the ball, handle the pressure, make big shots. They've proven all of that. They've got serviceable bigs. I mean, they're really a team that's put it all together this season, which I was kind of surprised at how well they came together. I thought, especially early on when the allegations and the investigation happened with Todd Golden, their coach, I thought that they were going to kind of tank. But the investigation, he got cleared, and everything has kind of gotten on track. I do wonder, though, if now that everybody is paying attention to college basketball, and there'll be probably a fresh set of reporters, some news outlets who bring that back up, and who knows what happens with possible, some accusers wanting to talk now or that kind of thing. Who knows if that might be something that derails Florida. But on the court in the West, I see Maryland as a team that could sneak up on Florida. I love the play of Derek Queen, their freshman. And they've been battle-tested through the Big Ten. I think they could be a surprise team. As I mentioned earlier, St. John's, the way that Rick Pitino has them playing, especially defensively. The thing about St. John's is I don't think they shoot it well enough on a consistent basis to get over the hump. But they, the way they play defense, they can take you out of what you like to run. So those would probably be the two teams out of the West, I think, that could challenge Florida most.
It is C.L. Brown, guys. He works up there in Louisville. And, again, breaking down some college hoops. What's the vibe up there in Louisville and the state of Kentucky? Calipari, obviously, Arkansas. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's going to take a minute to turn that around. But now with the transfer portal at NIL, you'd think it'd be quicker. What do you think of Calipari?
Well, the mood in Louisville is big mad because Louisville deserved better than an 8 seed. Hmm. But I also think that Bruce Pearl is going to be big mad if Louisville beats Creighton and they have to play Louisville in Rupp Arena in Lexington.
Yep.
It will be another road game essentially for Auburn. And as the number one overall seed, they probably should have been protected a little bit better than that. But I think Kentucky on the flip side, going up to Milwaukee to play in the Midwest region in the first rounds, they're kind of just limping to this. Lamont Butler has kind of been beat up. His shoulder got re-injured when they beat Oklahoma in the SEC tournament. They actually said it was a different injury from his other left shoulder injury earlier in the year, but he makes them go. They're not great defensively, but he's the guy at the point of attack that kind of spearheads and sets the tone, and when he's not in there, they lose a lot at point guard. And they already lost Jackson Robinson for the entire year. They lost Kirk Crissa earlier in December for the entire year. So I would think their chances were better if they were healthy, but they're kind of just limping down the stretch. So I don't know how far Kentucky can get in this tournament. And I don't think there's a big, I think there's a lot of skepticism from UK fans, if they're being honest as well.
Injuries have really set them back. There's no debating it. C.L. Brown joining us, Courier journalist, columnist for the Courier Journal, that is, and covers college basketball. So, look, one of my picks early in this tournament is, and I know you said you like BYU, but I really like VCU. And they won their third A-10 men's basketball championship over the weekend. And, you know, I don't know if people remember VCU, their big upset years ago was beating Duke, and it kind of put them on the map. But I think this team, I don't know if they're as talented, but they have all the makings to make it a tough situation for BYU. And I kind of got them advancing, you know, through the first weekend. What do you think about this VCU team?
No, I agree with you. I actually hate that they're matched up with BYU because I think both of those teams are good. And you know, when I would put a wager down or two during the course of the season, VCU was a team that that has made me money in the regular season. So I agree. I think Jack Clark, their 6'10 senior, he's kind of been a bunch of different places. He's Mr. Versatility, though. He started off at LaSalle. He played a year at NC State, played a year at Clemson. And he's as solid as an inside-out stretch four kind of guy as there is in for a mid-major school. I think he can get hot sometimes from three. and carry them. I like the play of Max Schulga, 6'5" forward that they have, senior. They got a lot of experience, and I do think that they could put things together too. It wouldn't totally shock me if they beat BYU, but before they named the brackets, I was like, BYU. So I had to think of what I was talking about before the brackets came out as well. But it will definitely be a high-scoring game in that first round against BYU. And if they did advance, possibly facing Wisconsin in that second round, I think would also be a favorable matchup for VCU.
Hey, man, now you fill out my bracket right now. CL's breaking it down. CL Brown, guys, from the Louisville Colonel Courier Journal. He joins here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What about Georgia? They were shaky. They blew some leads. They got blown out, and they got on a nice run. They beat Florida. Unfortunately, first-round exit in the SEC, and they draw Gonzaga. What do you see for Georgia in this tournament?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Yeah, Georgia at one point I thought was basically dead in the water when they had that 4-game losing streak, and they lost to, I think Auburn was the final game out of that 4-game losing streak. And you got to credit Mike White for getting things turned around with the big win against Florida where they almost blew that lead, but being able to finish it out down the stretch and kind of get on a roll going into the postseason with not the loss to Oklahoma in the SEC tournament notwithstanding. I think Gonzaga kind of comes from a similar place where, I expected more from Gonzaga earlier in the year, and it seemed like things were getting away from them early, but they righted the ship as well. It'll be an interesting style matchup, but Georgia has talent. Mm-hmm. Georgia has some big talent on the team, and I think Newell will give Gonzaga some problems inside. I think it's going to be a good game. I probably would lean towards Gonzaga right now, but I still think the fact that Georgia got things together and Mike White got them back to the tournament after a long drought, I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, I like Georgia. I'm with you on this. I know you're not ready to pick it, but I'm taking Georgia. I think people are just caught up in the name. This is not the team of a few years ago for Gonzaga. CL, man, great job. Where can people find your stuff, man? I know you're doing a variety of things.
Yeah, at the courier-journal.com is the website for the columns, and my social media sign-on is CL Brown Hoops. I'm on Blue Sky social media a lot more now than anywhere else, but you can find me. You can find me wherever you can Google CL Brown.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.